Yo, what's up, fam? Riley Hart here, back with another dose of self-care RX because let's be real, adulting is basically a never-ending choose-your-own-adventure with way too many bad endings. Today we're talking about something that plagues us all. Staying motivated and engaged in those daily habits that are supposed to make our lives better. Like, who actually sticks to their workout routine when scrolling through TikTok feels like an Olympic sport? I get it. We're bombarded with hustle culture BS every day, making it feel like we need to be constantly grinding to reach some imaginary finish line. But guess what? That's exhausting and unsustainable AF. So how do we actually build sustainable habits without losing our minds in the process? Buckle up because I am about to drop some serious truth bombs. First off, let's ditch the all or nothing mentality. You know that feeling when you miss one workout or skip your meditation session and suddenly you feel like a total failure? Stop that. Life happens. We're human, not robots. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just get back on track the next day. Small wins, fam, small wins. Second, find something you actually enjoy. If hitting the gym feels like a chore, try something else. Dance classes, hiking, swimming, there are tons of ways to move your body that don't feel like punishment. Same goes for self-care rituals. Love reading? Devote 30 minutes every day to getting lost in a good book. Obsessed with skincare? Make it a mini spa experience with a face mask and some chill music. The point is, find what makes you happy and integrate it into your routine. Third, make it social. Accountability partners are the real MVPs when it comes to staying motivated. Find a friend who shares your goals and check in on each other regularly. It's way more fun to crush those goals together. Plus, imagine Instagram content. Hash self-care squad goals. Fourth, celebrate your wins, big or small. Finish that workout. Boom. Treat yourself to your favorite snack, guilt-free, of course. Meditated for a whole 10 minutes. High-five yourself. Acknowledging your progress keeps you motivated and reminds you how far you've come. Finally, remember that self-care is not a one-size-fits-all solution. What works for me may not work for you, and that's okay. Experiment, find what resonates with you, and don't be afraid to adjust your routine as needed. You are the CEO of your own life, so make sure your self-care strategy is aligned with your goals and values. Now, let's talk about real life. Ever had one of those days where you just want to crawl back into bed and binge-watch Netflix? I mean, come on, who hasn't? But then, you remember that important meeting tomorrow or that deadline looming over you like a storm cloud. What do? You push through, right? Because even when motivation is MIA, showing up for yourself matters. It's not always easy, but those small acts of discipline add up over time. Think about it. Each time you resist the urge to scroll endlessly on TikTok and instead go for that walk or write down your thoughts, you're building resilience. That's a superpower, fam. So remember, self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about showing up for yourself, even when motivation is low, and making choices that support your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Don't let the hustle culture BS fool you. True success comes from prioritizing your own happiness and well-being. You deserve to feel good inside and out. And if anyone tries to tell you otherwise, just show them this podcast episode and remind them that Riley Hart said so. Keep it real, fam. Now go out there and crush those goals or at least make a dent in them. Don't forget to tag the episode on your TikTok, DM me with your self-care hacks, and keep sharing the love. Remember to follow, rate, and subscribe because this podcast is about to become your new obsession. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.